And here in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. I'm joined in the studio today by Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter and School Board President Sarah Holmgren. Thank you both for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And welcome. It's not a very big agenda for tonight's meeting. There are a couple things, and we're going to dive in and talk about them. And also take your calls or questions if you have any. Our number is 772-3808. We'll put you on the air and try to answer them for you. So first off, we're going to be hearing a bunch of updates, and including hearing from the board members who went up to the Association of Alaska School Boards conference. Mm-hmm. Sarah, did you get to go to that this
year? I was. I was able to go. It was in November, first part of November. There were three of us that were able to attend. And as usual, it kind of fills your brain for the weekend of things to look out for or things to learn about, and also just reaffirming a lot of what we're already doing. Covers a variety of topics, and then also realizing that how fortunate we are here in Petersburg to not have some of the challenges that you get in Western Alaska between just financial constraints because of the cost of heating a building to just some of the socioeconomic challenges that they deal with that are more what you would find almost in inner city schools in the lower 48. But it's great if we can attend. Not everybody gets to, but hopefully the three of us will be able to utilize what we have learned throughout the year until it's time to go back.
And so. Any talk of the budget and funding picture? I know we're waiting to hear what the governor comes out with later this week. But
we're all just kind of holding our breath, hoping that we'll just stick to the status quo, that it won't get cut any further, that it'll remain steady, and that's kind of... at least back in November, which now that's almost been 5 weeks, 6 weeks ago, that was the same, or that was what was the thought process was, is where they were at that point, but it could still change.
It's challenging. It is. And for them, too, I think, to kind of tell the future that way. I think a challenging thing this last week that we received, and I don't know if you've probably been reporting on it, too, but the whole Secure Rural Funds... Secure Rural Schools.
I haven't been reporting,
issue.
So what's going on with that?
Well, it came out just at the end of the week, actually this last week, but we kind of got a little heads up from Lon Garrison. He's been a board member in Sitka for years, and then now he works for AASB and does a lot of lobbying on this Secure Rural Schools funding issues. At this point, it is not included at all, which we, you know, they... told us this last spring to expect. I mean, we had already been cut in half in the allotment for this last year, but at this point, it's not in the budget at all for this coming up. You know, so it's potentially happening, which is significant. That's $600,000 worth of funding for the school that passes through the borough. These are some of the conversations we've been having last year and this year, trying to look forward to how to address that drop off. That's significant. Working with the borough on that, so we do have a buffer of a few years, but that's a big deal. So I have information if people would like to have it about who to call and who to send an email to, just to say, you know, I mean, if you even get it out to Murkowski and Young and Sullivan, at least our Alaska delegation, even if you just want to say, please continue to support funding Secure Rural Schools. That would be great.
Is there hope that something could be passed to add that back in for another reauthorization?
That's what they're thinking. Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, it just feels very bureaucratic because it's right down to the wire. Like they're literally saying they're trying to make this decision by December 31st, you know, and here we are, you know, right now. So
yeah, lots of states are affected by it. It's not just Alaska, but it will be, I mean, that's almost, I guess it's, doing the math, it's not quite 10% of our budget, but just for any entity to look at an automatic 10% slash of their budget is almost impossible. I mean, that's how much money we can carry over.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the difficulty.
It's, yeah, it's a lot of money. It's not just a, you know, $25,000 or $20,000.
Yeah, it's significant.
Will you be having future discussions about how to brace for that and what to do?
I think at this point we're hoping to just get that letter writing campaign and to get it passed, and almost one of those will cross the bridge when we get there, but let's hope we don't have to cross that bridge, because it's not the first time, and it probably won't be the last time that it gets to the down to the wire of will they or won't they pass it, and it has in the past, although a cut, it was still some.
Yeah. And we do have another meeting scheduled with the borough to discuss in early January, just to continue those forward. You know, we're not in dire straits this year because of forward planning, because that money has been set aside over the years, but it is looking down the road at those 2, 3, 4 years out, how to make up that, you know, that revenue. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. A couple of the other items on the agenda are things that, Sarah, you're going to be talking about. One is you're hoping to cut back on paper that the school board uses.
Well, I think we're at the point we have enough mini iPads for board members, and the hope is that we can utilize those better, but also so we look at our agendas, we look at all the backup that is given to us, the financial statements, all of that on there, that we use them at the meetings, and then also the intent is to put them up on the smart board for anybody coming to a board meeting and wanting to see. Not only does it cut back on paper, but it also cuts back on people power. Irene is spending less time than Xeroxing and copying, and just a lot of that extra time that is spent, not only, you know, payroll time, but also just paper. And you know, considering our district is pretty up to speed on technology, it only seems appropriate that the board members should be semi-leading the way and going paperless if we can. And I think we all feel pretty comfortable, including our newest, soon-to-be newest member. She was, Brandy was voted in, and now we'll make it official at this meeting, but I think we're all feeling pretty comfortable with that, our capabilities of doing that. So, and that's what's important too, is making sure everybody feels comfortable with that new model.
Yeah, and if anybody were to want anything specifically emailed or that sort of thing, you know, they can just let us know even that night or anytime. I mean, anybody can have access to any of our...
Yeah, that was kind of the discussion that anybody from the public that comes and says, hey, I want a copy of, you know, what they just saw on the board, is that they'll hand someone and we'll have a sign-up sheet that they can put their email address on so that it can be emailed to them, or we can mail them a paper copy if they don't have email, if they're not comfortable in that. So we still don't want to... We don't want... Our point was not to hamper any of the public from getting the information. It was just sometimes things get copied at meetings that are never used, and so that just gets wasted and recycled, and if we can eliminate that, then it's eliminating paper, but also Irene's time in Xeroxing.
Okay.
And the other is strategic planning. Where are you in that process?
Well, our strategic plan is up for renewal. It expires in 2017, so we'll be having AASB come down and help us. Timmy Tullis has been our contact for many years, and so she knows Petersburg really well. She knows several of the board members fairly well and has helped in the past, and it's part of... it's like most associations, you have to have some sort of strategic plan, but we want to give administrators an idea of what our guiding values are in moving forward. I don't perceive it changing significantly, but it's better to have a third party that does this all the time, either bringing new ideas to us that we hadn't thought of and really kind of, I think, steering us in the right direction. And Timmy will hopefully be able to do that in February when she comes down. I think February is when we set it for. Yeah. So we just want to get it done before it gets too close to the end of the school year and when things tend to get even more busy.
Yeah.
So
I think so too.
Okay. All right. And also we'll be hearing from Rick Dormer about dress code at the high school. Anything new on that, or have you heard yet? Erica?
I don't think so. I think the students have given their input. The staff has looked it over. There's been good discussion about it, and I think people feel comfortable with where it is. Board members have looked at it, and they don't necessarily vote on it, but I think it's important to have some feedback and thoughts about it. And I think we feel good about moving forward. So I think it's updated, which is good. I think it's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. And what else is on the agenda? Have we covered it pretty well?
There's some maintenance things going on. We're trying to continue to move forward with our sprinkler, the dry valve replacement with our sprinkler system. That's hopefully going to happen over Christmas or soon after, with Ketchikan Mechanical. And then also continuing to move forward with our work on the new cafeteria and sewer, doing sewer work, looking at firewalls, and just kind of keep inching along with that with that program, and also just continuing to make some changes there as far as concessions and that sort of thing for upcoming activities. I believe we may have just purchased a freezer, so we're just inching forward, trying to make that cafe a more usable space for people, and especially as we move into the busier basketball season coming up. So,
yeah, and for those that are listening, that was where the first Friday night reception for the Nutcracker was held. So for those that aren't familiar as much with the school, it was mm-hmm. in where we had cookies and punch afterwards is what we're kind of talking
about.
It's
called the Viking Cafe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think it'll be nice, too, once everything, you know, if you have concessions in there, they can put the metal grate down so you don't have young kids. Sometimes it happens, unsupervised, wandering through the school building, which is never a good idea.
Yeah.
And this will kind of keep everything on one side of the building when there's activities going on in the gym.
Yeah, for safety and just mm-hmm. kind of cleaning up and keeping yeah. it all in one spot. And it's a nice space. It's mm-hmm. becoming very usable. Mm-hmm. It's great.
All right. And a few dates to mention, too. This is the last week of school. You're going to have a little break coming up here for a couple of weeks. But mm-hmm. I think we mentioned the middle school concert is still coming up on Thursday. And what else? What other dates should we let people know about?
Well, I was going to ask, I asked Erica before, and okay. it was really fun to have the high school band concert streamed for those that couldn't attend.
Oh, yeah,
and so
YouTube.
I'm kind mm-hmm. of curious if middle school will be able to.
I think it might be.
I could
know somebody
but I could listen
that
to
could
it at home.
Help with that. No, I think he is planning to
oh,
do that.
Oh, that's great.
I
so
think, the, yeah.
for those that can't make it, just in case you weren't aware,
yeah,
you can find it.
It went well, and that was kind of our first maiden voyage. Well, they have streamed events from the auditorium years past, but this is this new cube that we've been mm-hmm. experimenting with to try to work with the sound. It's also what we want to start using for activities in the gym and that sort of thing, too, hoping to have more of those opportunities for people that aren't, mm-hmm. you know, that aren't in town, or for maybe older people who don't want to get out in this cold, that
icy
kind of thing.
Weather, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. There's a special recognition of sorts. Can you let us know spill the beans on that, or is that a secret?
We were going to do student recognition tonight at 6:30, but we are not doing that now.
Okay.
We'll save that for January.
Yep, we're going to save that for January. And then we are going to have a great presentation of the Middle School Robotics Club tonight.
Okay.
And that is going to be awesome. That'll be at 7, and they did go up for a little competition this last weekend. I think they placed 17th is what they placed out of maybe 25 teams, the first time they've ever gone. It was a great group of middle school kids. Big thank you to Miss Joyce Metza, who's been leading that group, and it's a new group. So I think they did great for their first competition. They were super excited about it. So that will be really fun, I think, tonight. And then just also recognizing the efforts of our wrestlers this weekend. I know, Joe, you did a great piece already today about it, but pretty excited about that, and Buddy Stelmach and Tegan Schwartz, region champs, and lots of great performances by other kids up there. And then our volleyball mm-hmm. Team coming in second at state also, and winning a sportsmanship award up there. And
they were fun to watch on TV, too.
Yeah, very exciting. So great, busy weekend.
You mentioned basketball, Little Norway basketball tournament coming up with the JV teams here this
year. Yeah, this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so... Yeah, I think
lots,
that's it.
As usual, going on.
Busy.
Thank you both for coming in, and
we'll
hear more from you tonight at 7 o'clock, that school board meeting broadcast live from the Middle School High School Library. Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music with Steve Berry, your host.